It's time for Comic Review Weekly, produced by Jackrabbit Studios in association with GravyBoy.com. Now here's your host, Andy Slott.
Hello there, comic book fans. Welcome to episode 24 of Comic Review Weekly, the podcast where you get the good, the bad, and the ugly of comic books, hosted by me, Andy Slaughter. Comic Review Weekly is brought to you by the creative minds at Jackrabbit Studios, home of Gravy Boy, the comic for folks who like a little hero and their heroes. Check it out at www.gravyboy.com. This week, we look at a title from Boom Studios called What Were They Thinking? Some People Never Learn, where comic book writers rewrite old 50s comics with hilarious new dialogue and narration a la Mystery Science Theater 3000. And we're also going to take a look at Incredible Hulk issues 91 and 92, starting up the Planet Hulk storyline. What Were They Thinking was originally published several months ago, spoofing old war comic books. The subsequent issue we look at today tears through more old comic books, this time with sci-fi thriller books. There are five selections in all, with artwork from various unnamed contributors. From the time period these books come from, it was not all that uncommon for an artist to go uncredited for his or her work. But it's not the artwork that we are too concerned with here, but the biting satirists who rewrite the scripts. The writing credits fall to Keith Giffen, Mike Leeb, John Rogers, Andrew Cosby, and Chris Ward. Out of five stories, I only found one to be a dud. The rest had me laughing out loud. The first story, remastered by Keith Giffen and Mike Leeb, features an invasion of aliens who want to use Earth as their dumping grounds. Luckily, we have a defender. His name is Drew Fist, Earth's fussiest defender, and he battles the Trashmasters from beyond. Exactly why he is the Earth's fussiest defender becomes apparent as you read. Another tale is John Rogers' Voyage to Nowhere, where an arrogant rich man is thrown deep into a strange vacation in his own mind. Unfortunately, this inner vacation happens to unearth some disturbing Oedipal complexes in the main character that would make Freud jump. But my favorite tale by far was Chris Ward's The Bow Ties That Bind. In this story, a magician at a party hypnotizes a young man into believing that he is back in the Middle Ages. It's only a few pages long, and that really is all that happens, but the divide between what the dialogue says and the art is the real kicker. This one really had me rolling. All in all, this is a fine book full of comic satire. As far as quality goes, the reproduction of the original pages is lovely. Whoever the artists were who gave these panels life, they knew their craft well. It's a shame their work has to be put through this, but oh well, like I said, good laughs. My biggest qualm with the book, however, is that it fetched a heavy $3.99 cover price. Not all that bad in itself, but when you have a stack of books in your hand, and you only have so much money, and something has to go, well, you get the idea. A little too much when comic book fans probably have other things that on their pull lists to grab. But if you do have the extra change, go ahead and pick it up, why don't you? I give What Were They Thinking a pretty funny 4 stars out of 5. Next, we visit an old favorite hero of mine, or anti-hero, depending on how you look at it. It's Marvel meets Gladiator in the first part of the year-long Planet Hulk story arc, beginning in Incredible Hulk issues 91 and 92. It's written by Greg Pak with pencils by Carlo Pagulayan and inks from Jeffrey Hewitt. Actually, I shouldn't have said this is the beginning. The prelude to Planet Hulk begins several issues earlier, where S.H.I.E.L.D. agent Nick Fury tapped Hulk for a special mission that took him deep into space, thousands of light years away from Earth. Long story short, Hulk accomplished this mission, but on his way back to Earth, he learned that his space probe had been reprogrammed to go somewhere else by a group known as the Illuminati. As Marvel fans know, it has been recently revealed that some of Earth's smartest and most influential heroes, including Professor X, Reed Richards, Tony Stark, and Namor, meet together secretly to coordinate their efforts for a better world. Or what they would see as a better world, at least. Okay, how does this relate to Hulk? The Illuminati, viewing Hulk as a threat that's too great to be kept on Earth, have reprogrammed his space pod to take him to a world better suited for him. Well, this news pisses Hulk off rather severely, so he trashes the pod, throwing it off course. In Hulk issue 91, the Green Goliath finally crash lands on a brutal world, home to many exotic aliens. In typical Hulk fashion, he happens to land in the middle of a battle. Hulk is used to slapping around his enemies with little effort, but on this planet, he is put back in his place a little bit. Although still possessing his gamma-given strength, Hulk is on a more level playing field with his equally strong foes. Plus, weapons like guns and blades here affect him more easily. Hulk is captured by an alien squadron and taken as a slave to fight in Roman gladiator-style games for the Emperor of the planet. After beating down his opposition, Hulk challenges the Emperor himself to a fight, to which the confident, hardy ruler accepts. Donning a special suit of armor, the Emperor teaches Hulk a lesson or two about combat, telling him, "You can't win with brute force. If you want to have any kind of chance, you have to be smarter." Actually, Hulk manages to pull off a nice hit or two, which is kind of a big deal. As punishment, Hulk and his companions in the arena are sent to the Maw, which is like an extreme version of the Sarlacc Pit from Return of the Jedi. In issue 92, we find Hulk and friends fighting their way through the mess they were left in from last issue. At the risk of giving away a really important plot point, Hulk lives. After a few more fights, the band of surviving gladiators are treated to a feast with ale and women. The party gets broken up by another faction of aliens who are planning a revolution and who want the Hulk to be their leader. So that's everything so far in Planet Hulk, in a nutshell. It's a pretty upfront, action-heavy story with lots of science fiction elements thrown in. If that sort of thing is what you're looking for, then this may be for you. The dialogue is fairly witty and the pace reads very fast. Now, let me tell you why I personally did not find it that enjoyable. For one thing, I've seen it all before. All of the supporting characters are familiar to me in some way, so much so that they feel like generic shadows of ones that have come before. There just isn't enough outside of smashing things to interest me. The whole subplot with the aliens planning revolution is all too familiar as well. I just don't have any reason to care who dies and who doesn't. That sounds sad, I know, but it's only the truth. One good point is that Planet Hulk is accessible even if you aren't keeping up with major events in the Marvel Universe, like the Civil War storyline, for example. I jumped right into the story with issue 91, and I didn't need to go out and buy lots of back issues or trades to get caught up. The pencils and layouts of Pagulion are fair and do a decent enough job, but I found it difficult to understand what was happening during the action panels. Who was hitting who, what was going where, you know, that sort of thing. I will give credit, however, for some of the alien designs presented here, most notably the terrifying brood aliens and their way of dealing with opponents. Yikes! For fans out there who absolutely need a Hulk fix, I recommend that instead of spending $3 a pop for an entire year to complete the Planet Hulk story, for this book, you go out and pick up the wonderful Essentials volumes that are available right now for Old Greenskin. There are 3 volumes currently, if I'm not mistaken. Far better for page-by-page value with more classic stuff. If and when you do that, you will see what I mean when I say I've seen it all before. I give Incredible Hulk issues 91 and 92 2 stars out of 5. Well, everybody, that's it for this week. Thank you again for listening to Comic Review Weekly. Please email me your comments and suggestions at andy@gravyboy.com. I would love to hear from you. I am always open to broadening my horizons and checking out new books, so if you have anything in mind that you would like to hear about on the show, let me know. Join us next Monday for another new episode of Comic Review Weekly at www.gravyboy.com/CRW. I'm Andy Slaughter, wishing you happy reading.